friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today we are reading a little golden book called The Pokey Little Puppy's First Christmas, and it's by Justine Corman, and it is read today by Mommy and
The Generator.
Mommy and the Generator. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Four little puppies tumbled out of bed one morning and ran to their breakfast bowls. Then they counted themselves. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now where in the world is that Pokey little puppy?
They wondered. Pokey was still fast asleep. His mother nudged him and said, "Come on, Pokey. Today is Christmas Eve." Pokey yawned and stretched. Even on a special day like Christmas Eve, he was still Pokey. Pokey's family, the McCrays, were off to the woods this morning to find a tree. And the puppies were going along, too. Pokey ran to catch up. Then Pokey smelled something. He slowed down to see what it could be. That's when Pokey stumbled, slipped, and slid down into a deep dark hole.
"Help! Help!"
he cried. Wouldn't someone come to help him out of the slippery, slidey hole?
"I'll help you,"
said a friendly voice.
"My name is Herman."
Pokey looked up to see a young skunk peering over the edge of the hole. Herman climbed down into the hole beside Pokey and pushed Pokey up and out of the hole.
"You smell funny,"
said Pokey. Herman sniffed.
"You smell funny too,"
he said.
"Let's play."
Herman led Pokey to a frozen pond, and the two new friends slid back and forth across the cold, shiny ice. What fun! What are they doing? What do you think?
They're
ice skating. Have you ever been ice skating? Yeah. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Over in the woods, the McCrays had found the perfect Christmas tree near a hollow log. Mr. McCray raised his axe and whack, 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 until crack, the tree fell. The four little puppies barked excitedly. Can you bark? Good job.
Here it is.
Pokey heard his sister Pickles call.
"Pokey! Come on, Pokey!"
He was sorry to have to say goodbye to his new friend.
"It's easy to find me,"
said Herman.
"I live in a hollow log just over that hill."
Pokey ran through the snowy woods towards home. Suddenly he saw something.
Pokey stopped to sniff the strange object up and down. It was an old rubber boot. The boot was too wonderful to leave behind, so Pokey dragged it all the way home.
"You're late,"
Pokey's mother scolded gently when he came through the gate.
"See what I found?"
exclaimed Pokey. His mother shook her head and said firmly, "You can't take that messy, muddy old boot into the house." Sadly, Pokey left the boot by the garden gate. After dinner, the puppies helped decorate the Christmas tree. When the tree was glowing with twinkling, blinking lights and shimmery glass balls, Pokey's mother told her puppies all...
like ours. Mm-hmm. Hear this.
Yes.
And this.
Our friends, Philip is trying to help you hear the sound effects of what it is like to put Christmas ornaments on a Christmas tree. Okay. So Pokey's mother told her puppies all about Christmas. "And to celebrate this special day, we give each other presents," she said at last. Then she sent the puppies to bed. Pokey, of course, was the last to reach his cozy cushion where the puppies slept. His brothers and sisters soon fell asleep, dreaming of rubber balls and biscuits and bones. But Pokey stayed awake, thinking sadly about his red rubber boot. On Christmas morning, the puppies raced to the tree and found presents just for them. Pokey tore open his package.
"My boot!"
he cried happily.
"It's all shiny and clean!"
After breakfast, a gentle snow began to fall. Pokey's brothers and sisters went off to play in the meadow.
"Pokey, please don't be late for Christmas dinner," said Pokey's mother.
Pokey ran out the gate, across the meadow, and into the woods to find Herman. It took a long time, but Pokey finally found Herman. He was wet, cold, and miserable.
"What happened?"
asked Pokey. Herman pointed to a crushed, hollow log.
"That was my home,"
sniffed Herman. "Do you know what had happened to it? Do you see?"
"It broke."
"Yeah, it broke. The McRaes had crushed it accidentally when they cut down their Christmas tree. Their Christmas tree had fallen on the log. Herman's home." Pokey felt sorry for Herman. The little skunk was alone in the cold, snowy woods, and he had no home. So Pokey took Herman home with him. Pokey's mother was surprised to find that her puppy had made friends with a skunk. I don't blame her. But Pokey's mother felt sorry for Herman, too. That night, she let him sleep in the doghouse that she and her puppies shared in the summer. And Pokey gave up his warm, cozy bed in the McRae's house to keep his friend company. The next morning, the most amazing thing happened. The Pokey little puppy was the first one out of bed.
"Where in the world is that Pokey little puppy?" everyone wondered.
The puppies and their mother and Herman followed Pokey's tracks in the cold, crunchy snow. They went out of the gate, across the meadow, and right to the edge of the wintry woods.
"Come and look! Look at Herman's new home!"
called Pokey.
"Why, it's your boot!"
exclaimed Pokey's mother.
"Merry Christmas, Herman!"
said Pokey.
"Even if it's a day late."
Pokey's mother was very proud of her puppy. It was only his first Christmas, but Pokey had already learned that the best gifts of all are the ones you give. And I want to encourage all of our friends and Philip that giving is the best part of Christmas. Not getting. Getting is fine too. But the best present is the one that you give. Okay?
If I would do, I would give my Christmas tree.
You would give your Christmas tree? Well, I'm sure that would make someone very happy.
And all of the ornaments would be for me to play with.
Oh, you give them just the tree, no ornaments? Well, baby steps. But let's say the end. Can you say the end?
Andy.
The end.